inspire me. Keep up the great work, John.
Shut up.
I love that kid like a son.
Just another employee.
Just another employee.
I'm an understanding guy, and I've been hurt before, almost daily. Me and my school friends, well, we've done cool stuff. But with every shunning, a silver lining, I say. All are part of what is known around the bank as the O effect. You don't look like a jerk this week, Ozone. Who cares about a bunch of bad haircuts, Ozone? Well, I care. Nope. Hey, slow down. And my never-ending quest for redemption, seeking my private stall, and just plain rethinking things. Oh, I got gambling money. Tastes great or less filling. What? So seriously, what is it that you have against Josh Scobie? Can't say.
Scobie.
He hasn't missed a field goal all year. You have to give the guy credit. I guess. Hasn't he won a couple of games against Manning? Yeah, Scobie. Which is near San Jose, but not in San Jose. Which was disappointing, having my heart set on singing this all week.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Fremont, California, yeah.
Yeah, Fremont, baby. Because as most of us know by now, an Ozone with an unnurtured soul, well, it's nary an Ozone at all. Well, no doubt the week was long, with Air Ozone flying to San Jose, busing to Fremont, to Oakland, back to Fremont, back and forth to San Jose, flying to Seattle, and finally, mercifully, back to Jacksonville early Monday. Shadrick partook in his usual activities, rooftopping, cruising, lounging, and eating.
Oh my chicken pie!
How was chaos averted? Well, simple. The calming presence of Jaguars logistical guy Hamza Ahmad. But nothing says Ozone like mocking, pouting, and extreme reactions. The Jaguars moved the entire team overseas for a week. That's got to be a huge undertaking. They were probably glad to have you on board for this, no? Well, Project Pondcross was indeed logistically challenging. Mucho work, so mucho teamwork necessary. Perfect for Ozone. I dreamed London dreams. And my traveling companions dreamed happy dreams, too. I blended well, learning quickly to use lingo like chap, cheerio, and I'll get the next round, honest. Shadrick learned to use words like pitch and rubbish and quick, is there a back door to this place? The consensus on Air Jaguar was everyone was pretty glad I was around. Because without the O effect, well, let's just say Project Pondcross just wouldn't have been the same. So aloha, Ozonians, and au revoir. You ever wear bunny ears? Well, just for fun? No. Okay, well, yeah. Thanksgiving week. Any plans? Any gimmicks? No, not a gimmick guy. Oh, sorry. John, 5 weeks till Christmas. Crimma! What do you think you're getting for Christmas? Nothing.
Let's do it.
You gonna finish that muffin?
Let's do it.
Now, to understand JP, you must first know his makeup. He's more than a voice touched by the gods. He's one part diligent, two parts attention to detail, and a pinch of good old Southern Alabama fun.
Well,
if I understand it correctly, it appears JP Shadrick was left behind on his own. This is tough on JP, because if anybody needs a support group, it's him.
Hey there, lonely boy.
Rumor has it JP, you can call me JP Shadrick, is in London with the rest of the gang. He's got to be happy about that, no? Well, I'm not thrilled, and frankly, a lot of people around the Jaguars aren't either. But is JP thrilled? Well, no doubt.
No more lonely nights.
Shadrick signing!
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go.
Take me through JP Shadrick's bye weekend. When the buses pull away from the bank on a travel Saturday, so begins a time that you really have to see to fully understand.
It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left
unattended.
sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care.
Hey, how are you? I'm JP. Thanks for coming. All right, here we go, Jags. Yeah, all right. Jaguars are out of town. Great news. Mount it. All right. Seriously, hey, I got to get the pregame show done. Y'all got to get out of here. Cheers.
Our friendship, already epic and meaningful, surely would reach new heights. One might say they saw a less humble JP than the one who'd been there before. The astute observer could see hints, warning signs of a man perhaps not as withdrawn as before. What to do about this man suddenly becoming more than a man, emerging as a force? I'd invented JP Shattered. Would I have to destroy him too? Was it too late? What did any of this mean? Sometimes in this world, a man has to take a stand. Sometimes a man has to fight for what he believes in. I won't say what happened next was all about those things, and I won't say it was pretty. Mammoth!
She's a man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Not just anybody can do what I do. Not just anybody can sit here. Don't you know who I am? I'm the old...
Well, we got answered a couple questions. It shouldn't take long, right? All right, three.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. Well, no doubt. Stand united.